For a look at another aspect of the Honduran coup, specifically what impact it's having on the media there, we are joined now by Francis Robles, foreign correspondent for the Miami Herald, who joins us from Tegucigalpa. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
You wrote in the Miami Herald yesterday that the new government has closed several news outlets, detained international reporters, and periodically interrupted the signal of CNN Espanol. How intensive has the crackdown been?
Well, as the days go on, it's been less. Some of the stations that were originally closed are back on the air, but they're playing music or they're periodically taken off the air for a few seconds. I was watching the news the other night, and a reporter, you know, the anchor woman starts talking about freedom of the press, and oh my goodness, and this is terrible, what's happening to us? And all of a sudden, the screen went black. And then it came back about 5 minutes later when she was done talking.
Are the Honduran media independent, or are they state-run?
They are independent. What's really interesting, and something I've actually never seen to this degree before, is that the media are very much organs of, I don't know if it's their owners or political parties, so that they are active participants in the establishment. Or they're the opposite. They're independent, quote-unquote independent media. And the consideration, what everyone believes here, is that one way or the other, everybody's on the take. You know, so either people were receiving money from the Honduran government to be doing stories that were favorable to the Honduran government, or perhaps people are receiving government from, you know, the big establishment community here. I think the owners are also part of the establishment community, so that the coverage of the news in the newspapers that are open right now is really, really swayed in favor of the current administration.
You mean the administration that's been put into place as a result of the coup?
Correct.
The crackdown on media started on Sunday morning, just as the military was moving to oust President Zelaya. Do you think that indicates that this was planned as part of the coup all along?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it would have been a heck of a coincidence that all the TV stations and radio stations went black right at dawn when they were ferrying the president out in his pajamas. What the government says here, or the current administration, or whatever you want to call it, they feel that that was something necessary that had to be done, but they absolutely deny that it's still taking place. Even though you have TV stations that are not on the air, you have people getting picked up off the streets.
In your article for the Miami Herald, you mentioned that reporters for the Associated Press were taken away in military vehicles. Do you know what's happened to them?
They were detained only for a short time, them and reporters for a network called Telesur, which is a rather leftist station that's based in Caracas. And so basically anyone that they view as having news that's going to be favorable to Manuel Zelaya is having problems. They're feeling the squeeze.
The Venezuelan media obviously seen as allied with Hugo Chavez.
Well, I mean, they are allies with Hugo Chavez. It's Hugo Chavez's network. I mean, it's Hugo Chavez's answer to the right-wing conservative media. So it is, you know, it is a party station, and they don't make any apologies for that. But that doesn't mean that you should knock them off the air. And so here in Honduras, Telesur is not on the air. CNN Español is back on the air, but I do understand that they are having intermittent problems.
Much has been made of Iranian citizens using Twitter and Facebook as an organizing and communication tool. Is technology having any impact on the situation in Honduras?
One of the things that's really interesting here is that although there's a very vocal opposition to the coup that took place here, I think it's safe to say that a huge majority of the people are in support of it. So I'm not sure if you're going to see any kind of popular uprising against Roberto Micheletti, because people are very happy to have seen Zelaya go.
So we have this odd situation where the world is protesting, but the people of Honduras seem to be happy because of this.
I think that's a fair statement. I mean, there are certain groups, you know, the unions, the students, those kinds of more marginal neighborhoods that are absolutely supporting Zelaya. They're saying, you know, we want our president back. There's been a coup. But the majority of the country says, you know, I was a bum. He was causing problems. He was breaking the law. And if the Honduran government happened to break the law in enforcing forcing Zelaya from breaking the law, well, then that's too bad. They're okay with that. They really are. And they don't understand. They can't wrap their heads around why the international community is condemning this so.
Just one more thing. We talked earlier with our previous guests about allegations against President Zelaya. Is that something that's really being pumped up on in the press coverage of the coup?
It's being pumped up in the press coverage of the coup, but like I said earlier, the newspapers are so active in support of the current government is that, you know, frankly, in the page and one page to the next, and you're not really sure what you're supposed to believe.
I want to thank you so much for being with us. We have been talking with Francis Robles, foreign correspondent for the Miami Herald, from Tegucigalpa.
Thank you.